What do you think about it?
Well, when you look at it, it's the distance, really. Long distance relationships, really, nowadays, like Wi-Fi, they keep dropping.
I like that quote.
Yeah, man, you can't really hold on to nothing. I mean,
you expect
a woman to stay loyal to a guy with just a picture? Come on, a picture? That's just like
that
watching
kind of
cartoons.
That can't work at all.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some people try it.
No, they really do have some that worked out, but I'm known some friends that really worked out this long relationship, but it's you if you're really devoted to it, if you're really up to it.
It's 2018. Devotion is lacking now. Devotion is really 2018. Because you can meet a girl today and she says she's moving to Idaho tomorrow and you could be living somewhere down in Alaska. Trust me, Facebook is not going to keep you all together.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, you're right about that.
I mean, I'm no professor, but 360 days in a year.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you expect a woman not to have sex. I mean, a guy, like, basically the ratio of a woman and men with sex is different. A girl could go out one night and get some sex. A guy, that shit ain't happening like that.
Are you right? Because from my respect of you, I would never do that, you know, like, I don't know what you're doing when I'm not around, you know, who you're seeing, I know, but I would never go through a long-distance relationship.
Now, long-distance relationship, now it has its perks now, depending on who the person is. Now, I could be in a long-distance relationship with Rihanna, shit, that is... You could put me there on a rock for 10 years. I could beat. I know what I'm going to get.
Well, if you watch it in that perspective.
Not in respect because she's rich, he's famous, and she looks good.
Yeah.
So when you put all that together,
yeah,
that's something to wait for. But like a regular girl, like say her name's Karen, and Karen doesn't even have a job. Well, shit ain't looking good.
True. You make some good, valid points, yeah.
I mean, because basically, we as men, all we want to do, eat, sleep, shit, and fuck. It's right there. And make some money.
True.
There goes. If a guy isn't having sex or making any money, I don't know what he's doing. Whatever he's doing to stay living, I need to know.
Hey, there's a lot of things you can do.
I mean, if you're a redneck named Bob, you could go fishing for 2 weeks straight. Other than that, I don't think you're gonna literally survive a long distance relationship, especially with these social media today, and. I mean, your girl all the way down there, somewhere, and God knows where. And there's other guys out there. Now, guys are like sharks, and the girl's just like a piece of meat. She don't need to know nobody. All she got to do is wear a skirt. And that's it. She knows everybody. Everybody from Todd, Bill, Tony, Steven.
All she got to do is blink. All she got to do is blink an eye.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You go out there, a guy go out there in a long distance relationship. It's hot over here in the streets. It's dry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be searching like Dora the Explorer just to find a piece of leg. You got to be searching.
Sometimes you spend 2-3 months beating your meat exploring.
Looking for one girl. I mean, shit. Yeah. I mean, if a guy got a talent, a special talent, I guess he could get a girl if he could sing. You can jump, you can run, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
If you're just a regular dude, don't think it's gonna work out.
Hey, but there are girls that don't need shit. She just wants you for the way the fuck.
That's true, but if he was a regular dude, you just like Where's Waldo, they're not gonna fuck. Just gonna be there, just stand up, you go through a whole year, and you'll be like, where are the women at?
True.
Where are the women?
Yeah. For me, it's a little bit different from, you know, because, hey, how can I put it? They're like bees in a honey jar, you know, for me.
I see what you mean. Now, in my perspective, it's not hard to get women, but at the end of the day, it's the women you want. That's what's hard to get.
Yeah.
That's hard to get.
That's what I had to get for you, the women you make a right point there.
Yeah, because I don't get it when guys say, oh, I just can't get a girl. Yeah, you could get a girl, but it's the girl you want.
True.
It's a bunch of ladies out there. It's a bunch of ladies out there begging for guys, just begging, like literally with a sign on their head saying, I want a man. But we don't look at those girls. We cross them on the road every day. You see them in the grocery store. You see them at church. You'd be like, yeah, I'm not going there.
Now, one thing about it, too, is like the girls you expect that won't do the kind of things you don't want in life is those that are doing these kind of things. And
oh, yes. That's true. For example,
girls
in the church.
You will meet this girl, she had this really good job, you know, dress well, you know, in bit independent and such, and like you'll see like, yeah, she's the one to, you know, put the ring on to wifey, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you're with her, she's cheating on your ass, you know, doing all kind of such the shit. You check what I'm saying? And those you believe that would cheat on you is those that would be there for you and take care of you no matter what.
Yeah, that's true. But when we look at it as guys, our perspective is we got to look first. We see and we go for it. We be like, that's what I want right there.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I want. Women, completely different. Women fall in love with what they hear. Now, if your name ringing on the street, she'd be like, yeah, it's a short guy. He ain't all that, but I hear his name a lot. So I guess I'll give them a try. Women, they like to get the fancy ticket. They like to hear other women talk about you. But if you're just like a normal guy out there and you ain't doing nothing extraordinary, oh, you luck suck.
Yeah, man. But, that's really true.
Yeah, but mostly now is like men are getting forced into these long-distance relationships, thinking that something's gonna come out of it. Now it's some success stories, but mostly all long distance stories. I hear, man, it's failure. The girl went away, she meet the guy back with four kids. The guy gone away, you meet the girl somewhere in Massachusetts with some guy named Philip. That's some shit. And when you look at Philip looks 10 times worse than you. Philip has no money and Philip still lives with his parents, and you'd be like, the hell? You left me for this?
Just because Philip was always around.
Yeah. He's that shoulder to cry on. I'm telling the guys over there now, don't front on that shoulder to cry on. That come in the fourth quarter. That's like LeBron James. Shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
And man, most of the time, they be the guys that take the girl. You don't take them serious, but they be right there.
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna lie though, but if I get someone that serious, you know, and really fine looking and, you know, got that work and everything, and you know, she wanna settle down, of course I'll take a chance. Yeah. But you don't get that much, you know.
No. But take it like this. it's so much women in the world. We have spent hours, Lily spent more than two, 3 years counting on our fingers how much women there are out there and how much of there are single and Lily, beautiful, gorgeous, looking for a guy, working, and they live right near your area. But the joke is you'll never find them, and that's just life. Be right there in the same county, be like, shit, I need a girl. You pass her on the corner, she be right there, shit, I need a guy. And you'll never know. Because every time your opportunity pass, you got something to do. I got to go to work. The girl right there on the corner, but I got to catch this bus to go to work. I'll be late. Just pass it by every day. That's just how it be.
Yeah.
And most guys giving up now, man. That's why porn up getting all type of describers. Those guys just giving up. They'd be like, well, once I beat my meat, I'll be okay.
This shit gotta stop.
Yeah, man. The population gonna drop, man. Porn up destroying. And most of the women out there, they don't. Guys, they don't care. They come so addicted now. They be like, well, friggin', I don't need a long distance relationship. I gotta at least just a click away.
Some guys try too, you know, but some women or some, like, you never see you meet a woman in your area and she's still not into you, but she'll go get a nigga all from Massachusetts to still go all Toronto and.
Exactly. Because nowadays women's standards are hype. The George Clooney's, the Will Smiths, the guys out there on TV making it believe like this guy supposed to come down in some kind of fancy car, good job.
Yeah.
That's gonna come all this way and be like, hello, I'm interested in a woman that has no job, no value at all, and I'm willing to give her everything I got. But shit don't fly like that. I mean, seriously, I'm not a millionaire, but if I got a Corvette, and I got a house, and I got everything I need in a pocket full of money, I'm not going to stop to the girl that works at the grocery store like the movies. The hell I'm going to do with her? She can't hardly park shelves. Why would I want her?
Yeah.
For actress. And it's just so stupid nowadays, man. People can't catch it. You think you got a girl in San Diego, you messenger every day. Time is just some fat dude on the couch just trying to keep himself emotionally stable by talking to you, pretending to be some girl.
Guys don't know what they want nowadays, man. Just go for what the food eye tell them or the food brain tell them.
And that shit gotta stop. These guys need to go out there and just do what they gotta do, because there's women out there, man. Because I'm like telling you said, the long distance, that ain't gonna work.
And like you said, whatever you want, you go for it. You don't stop. You don't hesitate. You just go for it. If you see this girl, and you never know if she's interested in you, you just go up to her and see, you know what? I know I just want a few minutes with you, and I just want to get to know you a little better, you know, something.
Yeah, man, this is the Prince. 242 Bahamas, remnant. So just keeping it real out here.
Okay, where Bahamas you from?
Yeah, Bahamas.
I've been there, man. I used to travel on the cruise ship, you know, and sort. Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. I love Bahamas, you know. Trust me. Still, bar. Like dance spot, you know, upstairs. Yeah.
Big thing.
Yeah? Yeah, senior frogs?
Right there. Senior frogs, that's good. That's good. Good thing.
Yeah, I love going there, man. They're real sick. I enjoy myself there.
Yeah, man. You know, the mom is just a place to kick back and relax.
Yeah, true that. Do that. Anyways, man, nice hearing from you and your views, though.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Anytime again, you know, we can link back and talk. You don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Bless up, man.